Greetings from the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Thanks for coming by. This is Brother Clint again, and I just want to introduce this special word to you that was given out along the Sacramento River. Brother Freedom and I were there, and Holy Spirit came down upon him, and within 1.5 minutes, he wasn't speaking anymore. The Holy Spirit just took over and brought a beautiful word, a wonderful word, and that's the way God works. Today I got to let Brother Freedom hear it. He was so blessed. He doesn't remember what God has said because it just comes through him like a flood. And afterwards, it soon leaves him very quickly in minutes because he can't contain it. It's so powerful. It's God speaking and not him. He was so blessed. And today we gathered another word which you'll be hearing as soon as we get it processed. Father, thank you for touching the listeners out there. Although this word today is only about 8 or 9 minutes long, it's very meaningful, very powerful. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to come into and walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray these listeners around the world will see the importance of walking in and under the direction of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just thank you and we praise you and we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for these words that we've heard, and they're so special. But you've been speaking my heart very vividly about we need to please you, how necessary for all people to please the Lord their God. We really do. We want to please you. We want to live for you in such a way that we're pleasing. We don't want to do anything that would take away that special gift of pleasing you, doing thy will, because we know many lose the importance when they lose their love to you. And Father, we just pray that you move mightily this day. Move upon your people as only you can. We thank you for this day, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I really believe it's time for God's people to wake up. They'll be aware that where they are is not an accident. That where they are every day, they're for a purpose. God has you in the streets, he has you in the restaurants, he has you different places. But your anointing remains on you constantly that you're letting your light shine as a mighty witness that goes out in this last hours, that where you are, God's Spirit is with you. And you need to realize that you are a mouthpiece. You are a blessing. You are the reason that I have placed you at those places. For I say, your steps are ordered by me, and I delight in my people that love me. For those who love me, I'm going to do great things. And you can have great rejoicing. You can have great admiration of the things that I've given you. And you can seek for those wonderful things that's going to happen. Only my beloved is going to see these things in this last hour. My beloved, you need to take advantage last time that you might be a spokesman. You might be one that I send to be that ray of sunshine, that ray from heaven that touches mankind. If that one is walking in darkness, is touched by supernatural power from heaven. And they don't even understand what's happening, but they get touched. As you go forth in my mighty hand and my spirit, daily you touch many. And you move to the place that I've called thee to be fruitful. That would be a great witness. That would walk in great determination to serve me, to walk with me. That you'd carry forth my word for what I have for you to be carried out by my spirit. For I say the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. Neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. Does not it sound reasonable that my people must walk in my spirit, that they will not fulfill the lust of the flesh? I say when people are in the flesh part, they're not moved by my spirit. So it's either you're in my spirit or you're not in my spirit. But I know that my people can live in a realm that they know my spirit is with them. My spirit may not be there to a way that they're going to just jump up and down, but they know they have the confidence that the Lord their God is going to be with them. Every day, every hour. And they're going to be ready to do the will from the Father, from the Son, from the Holy Ghost. They'll be led by a new path, a new way, and their unction will come from heaven. Their leadership will come not from men, but their leadership will come from the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, and they'll start walking in victory. They'll start walking in peace. I say, I'll bring peace to my people. I'll bring great enjoyment. I'll give them great laughter. If they can really enjoy life, as hectic as it's going to be in this last hour, as things are going to be a turmoil, but my people can walk in my love. They'll be able to walk in my calling. They'll walk where I've called them from, and they'll have great liberty. That means they're going to have great freedom. They're going to have great things happen. They'll see miracles happen before them. They'll see for great things take place. When someone tells you about a prayer need, you take it to heart and you say, Lord, I believe it. You're going to heal that one right now in Jesus' name. And you all need to get that in your heart very rapidly and in a quick way, that I have given you a calling that you can respond to my Holy Spirit. Thou can respond to the calling that's coming from the heart to my people. I want them to be my children. I want them to be my disciples. I want to move upon them in a mighty way. I want to give you correction. I want to give you insight. I want to give you discernment. And I say this world lacks discernment. It lacks leadership. And these things, only I can give you these things, for I will never fail thee. And thou doesn't have to worry about making mistakes, because thou will not make mistakes if thou move through my Spirit. Whatever thou does, you know it's done according to my will. And that gives you great freedom. That gives you great enjoyment. That gives you great direction, a hope that is lasting. Having that great peace, that spirit of serenity upon thee is glorious, is powerful. And thou don't have to be afraid. You no longer have to be fearful like the world is. But thou can walk in my strength. I would walk not being wounded, as many of my people are this day. Many are wounded, many are offended, because they're not walking in my Spirit. And I say many are going to be offended. The natural people, the natural man, the natural Christians are going to make many mistakes. They're going to be offended. They're going to be wounded. Because if my people need to come into where I'm at, I'm calling my people, but my people do not take heed. They don't hear my word. Did my son David many years ago say, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee? I say, my people, you need to realize that my word is power. My word is the things that thou can enjoy with power. When you speak the word, it shall come to pass. And you can know that I am with you. You don't have to worry about tomorrows. You don't have to worry about all the T's are crossed, all the I's are dotted, all these things that natural man has to do, because I will take care of you. And I'll give you great fulfillment. I will bless you. And you shall see great things happen. If I say, my church, my arms are open to you this day. Come to me. And I will no longer put thee down. I will uphold thee. And I will put my peace upon thee. I will give thee great counsel. And I shall shelter thee. I shall comfort thee with all comfort. I shall give thee all power. And that should be enough, because I'll be with you where you are. If you look to me and no other, I will perform this. And it shall happen. Come, my people, come, seek me, and ye shall surely find me. And thou shalt not be disappointed no longer. And thou will not be ashamed. Come, and I will give thee my power. I will give thee my unction and my Spirit, says the Spirit of God. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you. God bless you, dear people out there. God just moved out here in the open. We're under some trees, and God's moved here in a mighty way. We thank you. We pray that God will bless all of you in a very special way. We know it wasn't very long, but I believe God talked to you anyway. God bless you and have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless.